Today on Building the Bakken.
The one thing I learned about markets, they're not fair, but what they are is equitable. Everybody gets their day in the sun.
Well, guess what? Truck drivers in North Dakota make a lot more money than most MBAs.
We have been playing chicken with reauthorization for far too long. We need to get it done.
Oil's here to stay. We need it. It's going to happen.
We haven't had a big plant since 1976.
Yeah.
So it appears that the only way to do significant refining capacity these days is multiple micro refineries.
Yeah. And it's a hot button issue for the state right now because of the lack of tax dollars coming in.
You know, these prices aren't going to stay low forever, same way they weren't going to stay high forever. And I think that it's not unrealistic to think that there won't be some corrections coming down the pike.
The foundation is now laid. The hard work is done.
From the epicenter of the nation's economy, North Dakota.
Crude oil, 100 million years in the making. This was brought out of the ground about 3 days ago. It's just now seeing the light of day for the first time in 100 million years.
The Bakken Formation is transforming the way people live and do business.
I work in the oil field up in the Killdeer Mountains. It is snowing. Been snowing here for about an hour to hour and a half. Visibility is quarter to half a mile.
Each week, host Jason Spiess leads headline making interviews with industry voices and oil field newsmakers.
Ed Schaefer, former Governor Schaefer, how are you doing today, sir?
I'm great. How are you doing, Jason? Good to be on air with you.
Building the Bakken is about the people, the culture, and the community.
I sleep in the back of my Dodge Ram pickup. Yeah, 9 days, out there 24/7, no shower, no anything.
The host of Building the Bakken, Jason Spiess.
If you like fine wine, you love fine oil.
Welcome to Building the Bakken. I'm your host, Jason Spiess. On today's episode of Building the Bakken, we talk with U.S. Senator Heidi Heitkamp, Lynn Helms, the Director of the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources, Eugene Grainard with Heartland Investor Services, U.S. Congressman Kevin Kramer, and Dean Bankson and Nancy Hoder from North Dakota State University about the oil impact study they did. All that plus much more on today's episode of Building the Bakken. But first,
my name is Jason Spiess, and this is Building the Bakken. Building the Bakken can be heard every week at this time on this radio station. In addition to the support of this radio station, Building the Bakken would also like to thank its sponsors, MBI Energy Services, cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. For more information on MBI Energy Services, visit their website at www.mbienergyservices.com. Kids in Capitalism, instilling ethics, community, and character in tomorrow's leaders today. Check out the Kids in Capitalism Expo coming May 16th to Fargo, North Dakota at the Southwest Arena. That's the Kids in Capitalism Expo, May 16th. For more information, visit kidsincapitalism.com. The Crude Life Photography. When your photos need a crude approach, contact the Crude Life Photography. Check out their photographic feature in The Oil Man, a national energy magazine out of Norman, Oklahoma. That's the Crude Life Photography. Sometimes your photos just need a crude approach. Email sales@thecrudelife.com. That's sales@thecrudelife.com. And the Lodge at Deadwood, voted the best hotel, the best casino, and best overall restaurant for 3 consecutive years. That's 3 awards in 3 years. The triple trifecta, the Lodge at Deadwood. Next time you're planning an oil conference, a wedding, or just a weekend getaway, check out the Lodge at Deadwood. Visit their website at deadwoodlodge.com. That's the deadwoodlodge.com.
I tell them, forget it. You can't fake it. You're gonna make it. You gotta live it. We get home from Nashville on a Monday night.
Make the Lodge at Deadwood Gaming Resort part of your perfect winter getaway. Recently voted best casino, hotel, and restaurant in the Black Hills. The Lodge at Deadwood has everything you need in one place. Skiing and snowmobiling are located just minutes from the Lodge. Visit deadwoodlodge.com or call 877-393-5634 and ask about gaming and spa packages. The Lodge at Deadwood Gaming Resort, Deadwood's newest legend. Call them at 877-393-5634.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
Is there anything I won't do for money? I think it's pretty obvious not. I'm shameless. I don't care. You want me to paint your cat's front claws? I'll do it. If the price is right. One time, I mowed my neighbor's 5-acre lawn with a weed whacker for $3, and I earned it. You ever get stung by bees while cleaning the gutters? Have a Rottweiler do his business on you during a walk? One time, I was paid $400 to hit a realtor in the face with a pie. I'd like to get more pie work.
Kids and capitalism.
Now I've been moving around a lot these days. From apartment to apartment, and state to state, and it doesn't really matter where I go.
Welcome back to Building the Bach, and I'm your host, Jason Spies. In this segment, Current Energy, we talk with U.S. Senator John Hoeven, and this Current Energy feature is brought to you by MBI Energy Services, cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. For more information on MBI Energy Services, visit their website at www.mbienergyservices.com. That's MBI Energy Services, cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. And now, back to our Current Energy feature, with interview, U.S. Senator John Hoeven.
Back around.
Testifying waters of the U.S., and for leading a company, Minn Kota Power, that's doing amazing things in producing cost-effective, dependable energy from both traditional and renewable sources, and doing it with outstanding environmental stewardship. And in fact, right now building transmission at a time when that's very hard to do, to produce more energy, again, from both traditional and renewable sources. That's the way to do it. Right guy to have here, because we're talking about good environmental stewardship, but we're talking about doing it in a way that works. And so, Mac, thanks for being here. Thanks for what you do. And I know you'll agree with me both that Waters of the U.S. is not the way to accomplish good environmental stewardship. And that second, the UND hockey team, currently rated number one in the country, is going to march through the tournament to the Frozen Four.
I would just say they better play better than they did last weekend.
They're getting ready. They're going to do it. The question I want to start with, though, is to you, Mac, and then I'm going to follow up and let everybody respond. But Waters of the U.S. Has been put forward by the EPA as a proposed rule. Last year on the Appropriations Committee, we defunded the interpretive rule, which helps our farmers, but the underlying proposed regulation is still there. And so we need to defund it, or better, to deauthorize it, which myself and others here are working to do. But talk for a minute about the impact on costs. And then I want to go to the others here, because energy is a foundational industry sector. When you provide energy, everybody else uses that energy. And so when your costs are driven up, that affects everybody else. And we've talked about the impact on our farmers, how EPA is going beyond their authorized authority. They have authority over navigable bodies of water. They've now extended it beyond what the Supreme Court has said they have authority to do. And they not only make it almost impossible for our farmers and ranchers to know what they can do on their own farm or ranch, which is a private property right, but they are affecting every other industry sector. Talk for a minute about how this driving up your costs, a company that works very hard on environmental stewardship, will impact ag, but all industry sectors as you work to provide power.
Thank you, Senator.
U.S. Senator John Hoeven, brought to you by Kids in Capitalism. Mark your calendars for May 16th for the Kids in Capitalism Expo, coming to the Southwest Arena in Fargo, North Dakota. That's the Kids in Capitalism Expo, coming May 16th to the Southwest Arena in Fargo, North Dakota. Be sure to check out their weekly KidCast and other Kidpreneur projects. Check them out at kidsincapitalism.com. That's kidsincapitalism.com. And don't forget, May 16th for the Kids in Capitalism Expo coming to the Southwest Arena in Fargo, North Dakota. That's Kids in Capitalism, creating community, character, and ethics in tomorrow's leaders today. I'm your host, Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken.
I keep a tiny little picture on my cell phone of the wide open prairie out by my grandma's house. And some days I can almost feel the wind blow.